Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bridges leads them with 12, Brandon Miller 11, and Davis Bertans 10. The look away and the reverse finish! Put that one on the highlight reel.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Mavericks, as they should have, made short work of the Hornets. I thought the game was over in the first 9 minutes. I realized.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Completely agree.
Okay. So it's 31-14. And Luke has already scored 21 points to go along with his 5 rebounds.
I was like, man, he really hates Grant Williams. I wasn't watching the game. I was at the Ranger game and just getting ready for pregame and then pregame, and I'm just checking the score, and I'm like, oh, man, the Mavericks are kicking butt. And that story Michael Finley told here on 105.3 The Fan, it looks like he's reliving that story in the first quarter here.
It really did. And so it felt like the game was over at this point. I want to go to cut number 10. We're going to talk more about this game, but I want to go to cut number 10 when Kyrie is going in for a layup, and the idea that this is what commentating for the Hornets does to you.
And Dante Exum comes down with the rebound. Irving, you know he's going to make the layup. Oh, he missed it.
We bleeped it because
that's Charlotte.
Yeah, it is Charlotte. It sure does sound like he's saying effing, doesn't it?
Yes, and I've listened to this multiple times as I obviously had to add the audio. I think he was going to say funky layup, right? Because, you know, Kyrie Irving gets
down. It was
down.
Like he under the basket.
He does, you know, reverse
layup.
Yeah.
Very creative.
A lot of English. But it very much sounded like he said he's going to blow the bleeping layup.
Reggie, my son had this question. And I feel like if anybody has the answer off the top of the head, it would be you.
Oh, thanks.
I was talking about Kyrie Irving and the English he puts on the ball, especially off the glass. And he goes, has it always been called English? And why is it called English? And I was like, that's a great question. I don't know, but I've always said that or heard it and then repeated it a whole bunch of times. I don't know why it's called English. Do you know why they're putting English off the glass?
I don't. Well, I mean, I feel like this starts from billiards, if I had to take a good guess.
And why did billiards say they've put English on the pool ball?
That I am going to do some research for, and hopefully by the end of this segment, I'll have an answer.
I don't know the answer to that.
We're
going to
educate our audience on English on a ball.
In the meantime, can you play that cut one more time of the Hornets?
The uncensored one? Or
No. Not
is this Del Curry?
Not the uncensored one.
And Dante Exum comes down with the rebound. Irving, you know he's going to make the layup. Oh, he missed it.
Because he just said
he missed the layup. He was like, another layup against my Hornets.
He just sounds so tired of everything he's seeing when he's like, no, they're going to make that effing layup.
When was the last time Charlotte was decent at basketball?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we stole one of their best players.
Like when Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning hated each other, that was about the last time I think they were good at basketball.
By the way, English players, British players in pool would do the side spin, and nobody was doing it at the time. So they just called it English because that was the style, is that British players were doing that.
Sorry, what Corey, year? You're wrong. It's because of the basketball player Alex English. Are you sure?
No, I'm not, actually.
According to AI, on the internet.
Don't ask. Why does everybody think Allen Iverson? Because he went to Georgetown, which is a great school. It's a great education. But they're like, let's ask AI all the questions now.
I don't think that's what he's
I looked it up on internet.
Ask Patrick Ewing. Ask P.E.
It's because of Old English, the 40 bottle.
Oh, my gosh. What a drink.
I guess they don't want to ask Sleepy Floyd because he was sleeping at Georgetown.
Wasn't Old English like super cheap?
I have no idea. I've never bought Old English in my life.
Or is that an alcohol?
I thought it was an alcohol.
There's Old Milwaukee.
Could be both.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same price as Mickey's. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
About back in my day.
Good question from a 14-year-old, which I feel like we haven't solved yet.
Yeah, I just told you the answer to the question. English players were putting side spin on the ball in billiards, and so everybody around the world was like, "We call it English."
What year? Putting
English on it. Back in the English times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's right. you've confused me. Were people traveling to play billiards? Like, at what point?
Yes, people travel all over the world to play pool.
There used to be nothing to do, Mike, before TV.
We didn't have TVs.
And they figured out a pool table before they figured out, like, a gridiron?
Yes.
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 Let's felt this table and see what happens. Let's put holes on this table with felt and see what happens.
I think that's supposed to sound insane, but that was a perfectly reasonable statement you just made, Mike.
We need bumpers, though, on the side so the balls don't fall off.
So about the Mavericks,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I liked where you went with that.
I was going to figure out when pool was made.
I was having a conversation with the Twitch, and then I felt compelled to get into that conversation about English.
I want you to be proud of me for keeping my joke to myself.
I am proud of you.
Okay.
After that
what
one
was the
earlier
joke?
This morning.
Pool.
I'll tell you.
But
just to you. All right.
The 1340s.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have trains back then.
But they had pool cues.
Is that your barometer for like society advancing?
Oh, let's go play the English.
Do you think the pool cues were straight or were they like crooked branches that they were just like, we're going to...
Wait, did they really not have trains? When did we get trains?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another question.
I think it was during Doc Holliday. It was Doc from Back to the Future. So whatever the Western times were, that's when trains were invented.
He got sent back...
1804?
Yeah.
500 years later.
Oh my, we were playing pool for 500 years before we got trained.
We created pool in a hurry.
That's crazy.
Couldn't figure out any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they had straight sticks. People were good at making arrows.
You do see how it would be significantly easier to make a pool cue than a train, though, right?
Yeah. I just didn't know they were 500 years apart, which then makes it like... All the people were traveling around the world to play the English in pool.
How were they traveling?
They're just walking.
Okay.
They had horses.
True horses.
Yeah.
Carriages.
Oh, yeah, carriages. When were carriages invented?
Hey!
I'm on it.
Kevin, I think we need to do a weekly segment called When Was Everything Invented? And we just start asking questions.
You know what, Corey?
And look it up on the internet.
I'm kind of mad right now because that's actually a pretty good idea.
Between 3,000 and 2,500.
So are we not talking Mavs? I don't know.
BC.
Well, I mean, the Mavs handled the Charlotte Hornets so handily in the course of that game.
They figured out a carriage in a hurry.
They got done with that game so early last night, they probably went and played some pool together.
It was 61-12 at halftime.
Somebody call it a runaway train.
That is not
that
accurate.
That was the Phoenix Suns Clippers game.
That's not accurate. It did feel like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. So a couple of things. Luka played last night. He's played 28 of the last 30 games. And we talked about this going into the game. Kyrie has now played 30 straight games.
That's good.
And this might be something that we attack later, maybe in a few days. But if they win tonight and you've like, you lock up five, you're already in the real playoffs. Do you rest for a couple of games knowing that your playoff seed is going to be locked in?
Do you want me to float my theory out from pre-show this morning?
As long as it has nothing to do with any of the other stuff you talked about in this segment.
I can't guarantee it.
Then no.
Just Mike, say something.
Last night when I was watching the game and Luka's just like burying three after three, I was thinking to myself, he doesn't want to play this game. He was told you can be done by halftime if you get yours. And we'll just move on.
I could see that.
And so I started thinking, he's trying to get out of this game as early as possible. But then it seemed like he stayed in the game throughout the evening. And I was like, oh. And I started wondering if he's trying to make a late run at MVP. And if I understand you guys talking about rest here down the stretch.
He's never finished second in MVP. I don't know if that matters or not. But
and I wonder if there's a possibility that Luka's like, let me try and make this late run here and make my bid and make my claim to try and get this.
Can I throw this out? This is really basketball topic. I'm scared of falling to six because I'm scared of somehow the Nuggets losing one or two more games. I have no clue what their schedule is. And okay. Then all of a sudden it's Nuggets and Jamal Murray's healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want that. The Clippers, here's what I don't know. Help me out here. I'm not following Kawhi Leonard's injury situation. Is he 100% going to be ready for the playoffs?
I don't know that to be the case.
Because if Kawhi Leonard's out, you're going to beat the Clippers in a series, and I think beat them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to face the Clippers.
Okay.
Now, if Kawhi's 100% healthy, it's going to be a heck of a matchup, and I can see the series going either way. I will pick the Mavs to win in six. But If Kawhi Leonard's iffy for the playoffs, I want the Clippers.
I think he was questionable on playing last night or tonight rather. So I think he's probably going to be good to go for the postseason.
Is it his knee again?
Let me double check.
I believe that is correct.
Because he beat the Mavericks and then was like, I'm done with the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Which really stunk. You're like, why did you have to turn into Michael Jordan for two games and then quit? Just quit two games ago.
And see, the thing about the Clippers, too, that I'm actually all right with is any one of those guys can go off on any given night, right? Like, they can, any one of those dudes, they're star players. But do they play as a team? And that's the difference between them and the Mavericks. The Mavericks have dudes that can go off at any point. But they are playing as a team right now, and they are far more athletically apt, Kevin. You know yes. How I like to use apt than they were in prior times when it was Luka versus the Clippers. They are a far more at, like Gafford, PJ Washington. They are a tough, big team right now.
And a shorter term goal that did get reached last night, and I do think this is a big deal. I totally understand what you're saying, Mike, about avoiding the sixth seed, but you did clinch a spot in the top six, and here's why that's important. Outside of just the rest too, whether you think it's just Kyrie, Luka, whether you're hoping that Lively can be back and ready to go, the Mavericks end the season, on the regular season, on Sunday, the 14th. The play-in tournament is the 16th through the 19th, which means the playoffs start the following Saturday and Sunday. And so now that you're in the real playoffs, your last regular season game will be Sunday. Your first playoff game will be the following Saturday or Sunday, which that's another week to get Lively back or to get rest for the rest of your players. However you cut it up, this is a good thing.
Things are up in the air, but I'm going to tell you, Mavericks are going to beat the Clippers. And then if everything stays the same, it's Minnesota versus, I'm just throwing this out here. Right now, I'm going to just take Sacramento as the eight seed.
Yeah.
I understand. It could be any team between Phoenix, Sacramento, LA, and Golden State. Yep. You're beating that team, too, and you're going to the Western Conference Finals. Whoever it is, Minnesota, those teams in the play-in, the LA Clippers, as long as the Mavs are healthy in the playoffs, you're going to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, if that's the case, then we need to turn our attention to another game tonight. because the Nuggets and Timberwolves are playing. So
yeah, if all of a sudden the Nuggets go to the one seed, that changes my confidence.
They have the same record. Yeah. So it stands to reason, though not guaranteed, that the winner of this game
will clearly be
the favorite to be the number one seed. So if you want the Timberwolves, you need to take a look at this game tonight, and that should be the team that you're cheering for.
And the Nuggets do need to win this because they already don't hold the tiebreak with the Thunder, and this I think they're 1-2 versus the Timberwolves. So if they win this, they would have the opportunity to get a tiebreak. Otherwise,
you could tumble down to three.
You are really close to that idea where that sixth seed is probably playing the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Okay. So if the Nuggets lose, you need to avoid the sixth spot.
I agree.
If the Nuggets win, then falling to six isn't the worst thing in the world because you get out of their bracket.
Till the final.
Yeah.
If you face them. Yeah.
And absolutely. Then you say Jokic versus Luka. Are you kidding me? To go to the NBA Finals and then beat the Boston Celtics as Brown and Tatum throw it away because Porzingis can't play 22 games in a row in the playoffs and sits out.
So this is a fun night of basketball for probably across the league. But if you're a Mavericks-centric fan, watch Mavs Heat. Almost immediately after that, they'll probably coincide. It'll go right into Nuggets T-Wolves.
Topic for another day. Would it be more shocking to the NBA world if the Mavericks win the NBA championship this year? Or what was more shocking to the MLB world, that the Rangers won the championship last year?
Or if the Cowboys.
That would be the most shocking thing in the history of football.
I don't want to say that, but I understand why you did say that.
More shocking than...
Yes.
The Cardinals winning the Super Bowl?
He didn't even have to say a thing. He was like, yes, that's the answer. Okay.
I've seen them play playoff football.
I do like that topic.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.